We came up with about a 60 million ton at 1.5% copper equivalent. So that combines the copper, nickel, and the palladium. And that's all at surface. These are, two large deposits. They're each about
Those are
2 kilometers.
large deposits, yes. Go ahead.
Strike length. And we think there's a lot of potential as these are layered intrusions.
Greg Farren, PTX Metals, how are you?
I'm good, Andy. How are you? Nice seeing you again.
It's really nice seeing you again. To all of our viewers that will watch this and listen to it on the podcast, Greg and I were at a conference in Florida about a week and a half ago, I want to say. And I invited Greg on the show. I am not an investor as of yet, as of this dropping, but I'm very intrigued. And I want to have that conversation again with Greg about his company, PTX Metals. Let's start with first, give me your background, and then we're going to go 30,000-foot view into your project.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, so I'm based in Toronto, Canada. I worked in corporate finance and trading at some of the banks and the stock exchange for about 10 years, based in Toronto, and involved in a lot of financing of the, these junior energy mining companies in Canada. And I worked at the stock exchange as well. And then I also began working in corporate development. I worked at Laramide. We helped build, I think, what is one of the more interesting uranium companies in the sector today. I was also involved with a company called Treasury Metals, which was a spinoff of Laramide. And we created quite an interesting gold development opportunity, over 3 million ounces, which is now Next Gold. I was a CEO of that company, and we had a good track record getting that federal EA completed and completing that Goldmund merger to
Can I
create
interrupt
a
you?
large development story. Yes.
Yeah, so you were the CEO of Next Gold.
Well, it was Treasury at the time, but yes.
Treasury, got it. Okay. That was just news to me. Well, fantastic. Great company.
Yeah, no, I like the company. They're certainly they're moving along quite well, and that property is quite interesting because you're right on the Trans-Canada in Ontario, so very very buildable project.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's my background, working in building exploration companies, putting a good team together, good projects, getting them financed, and now I've been doing that with PTX over the last several years.
Awesome. Let me interrupt you again. So you got my attention because you were with Next Gold. And it sounds like, please correct me if I'm wrong, that it was time to do your own thing. And that's where we're at.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, I was on the board of PTX, and Next Gold got to the point where they need to bring in an experienced mine building team. That isn't my skill set, and I'm not interested in doing that. But I think I left at a very well financed company, and very good hands, very good shareholders. And then this company, I was on the board, and the founder wanted to retire, so it was a good skill set because I have a capital markets background. He's a very strong geologist and engineer, worked at Teck, and we put in this copper nickel project, which is now our flagship asset in the northern part of Ontario. But we've also got a very nice gold portfolio in the Abitibi camp with a partner called Thanachart.
So if I can interrupt you again, and this is good because I'm becoming even much more interested here just for our viewers. And again, let me stress, I'm not a buyer yet. I really like your background that you come from the capital markets. And what's really important to this, you obviously then understand financing. And anytime you have to, you're starting a mine, trying to get a mine built, it is so money intensive. And I want to get to that in a second, but I personally prefer betting on a background. You want a great team, you want a great geologist and somebody in the capital markets. But if I were to pick one, it would be capital markets. Just so our viewers know. Just my two cents. But yeah, go ahead. So very, very impressive, great. Let's talk about the project here. It's in Ontario. So tell me about what you got.
So our W2 project, it's a copper nickel project. It's quite a large deposit. And we've one thing the market is sort of surprised with, and what I've been trying to communicate, is there's been a lot of historical drilling. This isn't a mine that's been in production, but there's a lot of good operators like Inco, a company called Aurora Platinum, that did a lot of drilling earlier on this project. And then we've had the benefit of putting it all back together. Most recently, we acquired the large resource right within the center of the property that we didn't own. And then we've begun doing our own drilling. It's also got a large precious metals component to it as well, using a fairly attractive cutoff or a fairly high cutoff for the resource, which we did by way of exploration target. And I'll explain what that is later. You get almost a gram per ton of palladium combined with the gold and the platinum. So you get it's a copper nickel project, but it's got a very nice precious metal component to it.
Okay, we'll ask the question first. Sure. So, and again, please forgive me. So palladium, copper, and nickel, but predominantly copper and nickel, is that correct?
Yeah. That's the biggest weigh-in is copper. And then the PGEs have a big weighing of the resource as well, as does the nickel.
Yeah. And for all of our viewers that are listening to this, I just dropped an interview with Rick Rule about a week ago, and I'm name dropping here, but we talked about hated assets, if you would, and we love hate, and assets that we're looking to get exposure to. And we mention palladium, copper, and nickel in that order. So if you're looking to get exposure into hated assets, this might be something to look at. Okay, please go ahead.
So it's in the northern part of Ontario. So the closest operating mine would be Musselwhite, owned by Newmont. And we're further east, north of Thunder Bay. It's a newer mining camp that's opening up with the government of Ontario and Canada. There's a big push to develop another large copper nickel camp. As you know, Ontario has the mining camp called Sudbury, which has been mining nickel and copper for decades. And so they're looking to develop this newer camp, which they expect the resources and discoveries will increase as the infrastructure comes in, and then they'll still benefit from a lot of that existing infrastructure in Sudbury. So we're at the point now where we're just going to continue, now that we've got it consolidated and permitted and began doing exploration, we put together a very good team. We've hired a lot of people from Wyloo, which is the big owner of the Eagle's Nest deposit just west east of us, and owned by a company called Fortescue, which is a large iron ore producer in Australia, and they have a base metal division called Wyloo. And that's sort of the stage, and that's the work we're doing right now.
Excellent. So a couple of questions here. Is Newmont, that property, is Newmont mining up there?
Yeah.
They are mining. Okay, excellent. The next question is, your drill results, can you share any of those yet?
Yeah, well, I can share with you. So the resource we announced, which was done by exploration target, what that means is the full resource in terms of the due diligence and the modeling and the independent engineering firm that did the work. But by doing an exploration target, it allowed us to use some of that historical drilling that Inco did, for example, that we don't have the drill core on, although we do have the assay. So I just wanted to note that. So we came up with about a 60 million ton at 1.5% copper equivalent. So that combines the copper, nickel, and the palladium. And that's all at surface. These are, two large deposits. They're each about 2 kilometers.
Those are large deposits, yes.
Yeah, strike length. And we think there's a lot of potential as these are layered intrusions, like the Bushveld or Eagle's Nest, and you generally find other layers of mineralization. It's flat line. And then from the drill program, what we did is we didn't own the large deposit at the time of doing the drill program, but we drilled these undrilled conductors and we hit a mineralization in 3 or 4 different cases, 100 meters of around 1% copper equivalent. Within that, you get, higher grade sections of 10 to 20 meters in these different zones. Mm-hmm. And then we also did a couple confirmation drill holes along the Aurora Platinum deposit as well, just to confirm some of that historical drilling. And so what we'd like to do in our next program is, now that we own that main deposit where Inco drilled, we'd like to do some infill drilling along that deposit, just again to confirm the historical numbers, extend the drilling deeper because we believe there's probably another layer below this open pit, because there has been mineralization ending in higher grade based on the shallow drilling. And then we also want to just continue drilling more of those undrilled conductors, as we think that that area can get much larger at surface and could be potentially, 200, 300 million tons.
Yeah, well, congratulations. It sounds really great as far as what you're so far hitting or what you think you have.
Mm-hmm.
My next question to you is, let's talk about corporate share structure, if you would, the share stock share structure. What are you currently trading at, and how many shares outstanding, fully diluted, do you have?
Yeah. So we currently trade in Canada on the Canadian Securities Exchange, and we're in the process of moving to the Venture Exchange, which will happen in the next, before the end of the year. We have 92 million shares issued in total. And we also have a fairly good trading volume in the U.S. market under the symbol PANXF as well. That's been improving the past, 12 months. And we've got an interesting shareholder base. We've got about 20% of our shares held in sort of long-term family offices, institutions in Europe that I've done a lot of work with. A number of mining companies, Fancamp, Nextgold, Alamos, a number of others own about 20%. And then the board, the founder, a number of our directors own about 20% as well. And then we've got a fairly large Canadian retail base in Quebec and Alberta. So in total, we've got about 1,000 shareholders. And now, I think we've done a good job de-risking the company, adding a lot of new shareholders, adding this new project. And now we're looking to start attracting institutional investors. That was sort of the next phase of work.
So again, talking to my viewers and listeners, I really like to see at least 40% into the strong hands, and that would be either a board or, just large funds, if you would. And you have 60%, you also have 92 million shares, which is, you seem pretty tight here. So, which is good. So that would check my box, but let me talk to you about dilution, and just to all of our listeners. Dilution, especially somebody Gray's and PTX metal size, they're going to feel free to interrupt me, Gray. They're going to have to dilute if they want to continue drilling and to take this mine into production. What you really want to know is what the dilution, if you would, how they're going to raise money, where that is going. And then, and you might not be able to answer this, Gray, but you want to do it higher than where the market's at. Or you want to keep on doing it higher as the stock climbs. Talk to me about what is the plan here moving forward, drilling holes, and where would the next money raise, around what time would the next money raise happen? And where would that be going to, if you can talk about that?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, well, those are all good questions. And I feel like we're in a much stronger position now, for the one reason you alluded to is the fact we do have the shares now in good hands. So I can be very selective now, especially in an improving market and with that large resource. So we'll start trying to finance with some corporates and institutions, and that's sort of who we're speaking with right now, because we would like to get out and get a couple of those involved, and there is interest to do a drill program in January. It's a good time to be drilling up at W2. So that would be the timing of the next financing. And the other thing we're looking to do as well is, we've got a lot of other assets in the company. We've got a very nice gold portfolio called South Timmins, and we think, along with our partner, that we could get that spun out, which we're working on, which could bring in a lot of capital to PTX as well. So that's one way of, either creating shareholder value by giving a dividend or having a large equity position. So those are kind of the two things we're working on, both bringing in capital through a financing, which we'll be very careful of, because I think now the stock's trading at about a 12 to 15 million market cap. So, if you had a 100 million market cap, it'd be much easier to really go drill this project. But we think as we get another phase or two of drilling done, that'll add a lot of value to the market cap as his resource is confirmed and increased in size. So, yeah, so I think the dilution, you know, is necessary, but obviously we'll be very careful about how we raise the money and when.
Yep. That's music to my ears. Should investors be aware of any news? I mean, you can't say it until you can, but from now until the end of the year or January, should they be paying attention to? What do you have? Because really a stock your size, what's going to really move it is news coming out. What do they have anything that you can say that they can hang on to here for the next couple of months?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'd say there's three things we're working on right now. One, a W-2. We will have an update out in the next week or two on the work we're doing. We are doing some metallurgy work, which is very important to better understand the recoveries of these, you know, this type of disseminated system. You also get massive and semi-massive sulfide. So just better understanding that. And we've built, I think, a very good team. So we'll announce, you know, those new members to the team and then highlight the work we want to do going forward, because they've had a chance to sort of think through. Also looking at strategic investment, which I can't say too much about, but that's obviously a big factor that we're working on now that we've had that resource in place and we've de-risked the project. And then finally, as mentioning, you know, looking to create value with our non-core assets, doing something clever through like by way of a sale or merger with our gold portfolio. So those would be the big things we're working on right now. And then as mentioned, you know, we're also going to begin trading on the venture exchange. And the reason you want to do that is it just provides better access to institutions and trading in Europe and the US.
Got it. Okay. Greg, how can people get in touch with you if they want to be an investor in PTX Metals? What's your stock symbol? And how do they find you? Give me your website.
Yeah, the website is ptxmetals.com. And we trade in Canada under the symbol PTX, about a 12 to 50 million market cap. And there's quite a bit of liquidity. So they, you know, it's fairly easy to buy the stock. And then same thing in the US under PANXF. As well, we have fairly good liquidity there as well on the OTC markets.
Excellent. I will put a link to you in the show notes on both the YouTube channel as well as the podcast, as well as provide your tickers. Greg, I want to thank you so much for taking the time with me today, and love to have you on again.
Yeah, thanks, Andy. I appreciate it, and look forward to coming back in a few months.
Excellent.